Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly introduced a bill this week that could have a significant impact on federal employees. Instead of the usual and sometimes forgotten 1% pay raise, Connolly's bill proposes 3.8% pay raise. The question is, will it ever pass? Soon after, federal employees began to speak about the bill on our website. Web manager Julia Ziegler relays some of your comments.
There were two bills that were introduced in the House and Senate recently, one coming from Democrat Jerry Connolly in the House, as we said, and one coming from Brian Schatz and Ben Cardin in the Senate. And unfortunately for feds, with Democrats holding the minority now in both houses, neither bill is expected to pass. So why do it, right? When Jerry Connolly introduced the bill, he said it's a statement on the co-sponsor's commitment to federal service and federal employees. And he also said that he wants it to send a message to President Obama when the president is putting together his 2016 budget that, hey, we should really be thinking about more than a 1% raise for feds.
I'll tell you, I've been reading the comments section on some of the stories about this in the different publications. You can really get a sense of the tenor and tone of the times from comments. And a lot of people are saying this administration, even though it's Democratic, you would have expected a different outcome in the way federal employees have been treated with respect to pay and benefits.
Yeah, that's right. And not just pay itself, but also, and like you said, and benefits themselves. But also, you know, we had all the stuff that went on with the presidential rank awards, and people were very upset about that, and that the awards, you know, kind of went away for a year. They actually gave them out, but there was no money attached to them. And so, you know, I think when the president came in, people thought and expected that he would be a friend to feds. And perhaps that's not the legacy that he will leave behind.
All right, so there's a 1% raise happening this year in 2015.
That's right.
And this proposal from Jerry Connolly, it could be maybe enough Republicans could go along. I mean, do we really know?
That's the question. It's still up in the air. It's not expected to pass. But my question is, maybe if it's not 3.8%, what is the maybe level that they will end up agreeing upon? Could it be something more than 1%? Hopefully, as far as feds are concerned, they'll at least get a 1% raise, that it won't be another pay freeze. If you remember, feds got a 1% pay increase this year, also last year in 2014. And prior to that, the previous 3 years, they were under a pay freeze. So, you know, some people have said 1% is better than nothing, but also, it's a little frustrating, as we're hearing from folks on federalnewsradio.com, because when you're only talking about a 1% raise, that doesn't cover cost of living adjustments, inflation, doesn't cover the amount that their health insurance has gone up. So how much does it really help?
And Metro going up and up and up, assuming you can get home in one piece on Metro. You know,
well, that's right. And I mean, when you start to put things like that in there too, Tom, I mean, we had the transit subsidy that was an issue too earlier this year, and whether or not certain feds got them and what they got them for and how much they got and all of that. So you start adding these things up, and 1% doesn't cover everything.
All right. So what are people saying at federalnewsradio.com? Our people commenting on.
Yeah. So Mike said this pork package for Connolly's constituents will never fly, and he knows it. Pure posturing. Ronald said, how about Congress takes a pay reduction first? And Susan said, with this Congress, it's not going to happen. Not worth the effort to put in these bills. That's an interesting comment for me. You know, how much or what is to gain by putting a bill out there if you know that it has no chance of passing? And this isn't just for this bill. People do it all the time. Or also this week, you know, we saw the House pass a bill that had to deal with funding DHS. But its chances of passage also are slim to none, because what did they do? They inserted a lot of language and amendments that deal with immigration. And whether or not that can actually get through both houses and the president not veto it is also up for debate.
Yeah, and it's interesting in Connolly's area. Of course, the new governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, his State of the State speech just a few days ago mentioned the close cooperation, the close dependency that Virginia has on the federal government. And he says, we're going to make sure every dollar possible comes to us. So everybody wants a smaller government unless it's going to their state.
That's right.
Not that McAuliffe is in that camp necessarily. But I just thought that juxtaposed interestingly with the Connolly proposal.
Mm-hmm. We also had a few other comments that I wanted to share with folks. One person said, the Connolly proposal is very welcome. I'd go further to propose that the pay caps, which have not kept pace with inflation, be eliminated so that more senior GS employees can receive the full cost of living increase. And another person said, federal employees are always viewed as people that are supposed to be worse off than the worst person in the private sector. Anything above that and the insults of overpaid and underworked start to be thrown around, as well as waste of taxpayer dollars. So a lot of sarcasm and frustration is what we're hearing on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. And of course, to be fair, we have heard from a couple of Republican committees and subcommittee leaders in recent weeks, including on our own station, that have said they would like to take a comprehensive look at federal compensation. And they didn't say necessarily that feds are overpaid or underpaid. I don't think that's a knowable. And so the question is, you know, what is reasonable for the job they're doing, you know, roughly equivalent to what the private sector gets? Because you can't make these comparisons. People do, but they're never valid. So I think I'm seeing a little crack in all of this. Mm. There might be some comprehensive look at it.
So you think some movement perhaps this year or in this term of Congress that maybe, do you think more compromise, or what where are you going with that?
I'm just thinking that both sides agree that it's probably time to look at federal pay and benefits.
Okay.
And I think you could see maybe a higher base pay and higher raise. But on the other hand, the employee contribution to pension funds, that could rise under a Republican Congress. This you're hearing from Jason Chaffetz and a couple of others. But the compromise would probably be for new employees after a certain date. So you'd have, you know, eventually we're going to have like 5 tiers of retirement, depending on the day you started.
It will be very interesting. I think you're right, Tom, to see what comes up and out of this new Congress. It's under, you know, new leadership, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, hey, I think anyone would say, and feds specifically would say that, you know, compromise, if compromise can be reached and if some conversations can be had on the Hill that are based in, you know, let's talk about the facts. Let's look at the
realism.
Facts. And yeah, let's be a little real about what these salaries are and how folks are feeling, or and whether folks are able to live with these types of salaries. I think, you know, that's a good place to start. That's all that anyone can ask for, is for at least a good base, a good place to start.
And next week, we should mention, is the State of the Union speech, which the president has sampled thoroughly. Everything he's going to say, that's been a strategy, you know, all week talking
Absolutely.
About the things that are going to be in there. Interesting, he said to one crowd, it's like opening your Christmas presents early, which is, if you take it too far, that would be like red herring, you know, to the Republicans. Right. Christmas party, what are we going to give away now? But Federal News Radio, the web team especially, covers that in pretty intensively.
Yes, we will be covering. Actually, I will be attending the State of the Union address. This is the first one I've ever attended, so excited about that. And we will have coverage on federalnewsradio.com of anything in the speech that directly impacts federal employees or federal agencies.
And where do you actually sit physically for attending it?
I do not have that information yet. I will be in the room.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting to see what exactly the president says. But I just urge everyone, you know, late Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, definitely check out federalnewsradio.com, and we will have a story there.
Well, hopefully they'll do a high density pan.
And you'll see me?
High resolution pan, and we'll be able to see your face there.
That's right. I'll wear something neon so I stick out.